The word today is give. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Some people give much to God and others very little. Usually we think that those who give the most are the most pleasing to God. That's not always true. Here to explain, with a biblical example, is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Give.
In leadership, there are what is known as teachable moments. Teachable moments are opportunities for a leader to impart wisdom, to make a comment to his students in order to share a personal thought or an experience, in order to give them deep insight, in order to really develop them as leaders. Today we're going to focus on one of these teachable moments that Jesus had with his apostles. What's neat is that it's recorded for us so that we can actually get in on the scene, almost like Jesus has called us into a huddle in order for us to hear what's going on and what he said about an event that took place that he wanted to comment on. It happens in Mark chapter 12. The situation is that Jesus was at the temple in Jerusalem, and it was a very busy place, a lot happening. And Jesus sat down near where the offerings were being collected, and he comments about one particular person's offering that is given. Listen to what it says in Mark 12, starting at verse 41. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." And so you see, this is an interesting moment where Jesus is giving insight to his followers. The chapter that this is contained in chapter 12, has a running battle with Jesus and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. There's a lot of friction. There's a lot of problems here. For instance, Jesus tells a parable or a story with symbols that is taken to mean that the leaders of Israel, like the Pharisees, like the teachers of the law, had not done a good job taking care of God's people spiritually, and they knew that this parable was a story about God's condemnation of them. And so they hated Jesus for that. That takes place in the first part of the chapter, in verse 13. Jesus is given a trick question by some of the Pharisees about taxes. Should we pay our taxes to a pagan king who proclaims himself a god? And Jesus really answers beautifully in that he has them show the coin with Caesar's face on it. And he says, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what is God's." In other words, if a government is going to demand taxes, go ahead, be a good citizen, pay your taxes. However, give to God what he really deserves. Just a wonderful example of the wisdom of Jesus. And this kind of conflict happens all along in this section of Mark. And it's in this context with Jesus pointing out the hypocrisy and the arrogance of these people who are so full of themselves. And they probably took pride in the gifts and offerings they were given. They were well off and they could give sizable gifts. One thing that's very interesting about this incident at the offerings being taken is that it was a public event. people could see what the gift was being put into the treasury. So many of them were well off, and I'm sure they were trying to impress others with the sizable gifts that they gave. It was almost like a spectator sport. You know, I'm sure there were people that were gathering around or people on the premises who would comment quietly to themselves, "Oh, did you see what so-and-so gave?" And so it was a show-off event. It was something that was impressing other people, but it certainly wasn't impressing the Lord. And in the middle of all this, here comes this old woman. This woman without much never is going to create a scene. I'm sure most of the people just ignored her and didn't pay any attention to her at all. And Jesus picks this moment to call a timeout with his apostles, with his followers, and to say, "Come here, come here, come here. I've got something to show you, something to tell you." And he says, "See that woman? That woman over there who just gave that little tiny gift? That woman has given more than anybody else." This was a teachable moment. And what Jesus was teaching his followers is what is known as proportionate giving. The principle that God looks not just at the dollar amount that we give to him, but that the amount that he's blessed us with and how our offerings or our gifts to him relate to it. You know, so much is said in Christianity about a tithe, giving 10% to the Lord. This is based on the Old Testament tithe and how the ancients gave 10% of all that they had to God. And this is a good starting point. And Christians have talked about giving 10% in gifts to the Lord over the centuries. It's certainly a good thing. But the fact of the matter is that what God really is wanting to see is sacrificial giving. Meaningful giving. Because as someone's income goes higher and higher and we get wealthier, 10% isn't all that much. And it's not going to impress God for a person to be really wealthy and only give 10%. That's ludicrous. And that's why Jesus didn't make a big deal out of these people who had all this wealth and they gave a big gift. So what? You're still well off. The point was, God isn't trying to make us poor, but he wants us to take seriously our commitment to him and to really work at supporting the kingdom and giving to him out of thankfulness. It really didn't hurt much for these other people to give these gifts. They were really well off. What hurt was when this woman takes everything she has to live on and she gives it all away. That's an amazing thing, and that's worthy of comment. That's why Jesus talked about it to his followers. Now, there's a couple of thoughts about this. Why did this woman give all this away? If she had so little to live on, why would she give it away? She could have used it more than most people. One thing that's very interesting about this is that the widow realized that she would lose it all in the end anyway. She didn't have that much to lose. And oftentimes, the very, very poor are willing to give freely because they have so little. They realize that God must sustain and support them. It's just like Jesus said, not to worry for the future because he takes care of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. And if he'll take care of them, he'll take care of you. I'll bet this widow understood that. And maybe she had seen God providing for her through all these years. And so she was willing to turn it loose and to let go of what other people would hoard. But there's another reason, too. A member of our congregation shared with me a story that he understood exactly what this widow was doing. She was giving her gift because she purely loved God, and she wanted to show her love for him. That's why she gave such a meaningful gift. Ted, when he was younger, used to take a bus to school, but then he got the idea that he would walk, and he would walk 3 miles or more. And instead of spending his bus money on the bus fare, he would save it, walk, and give the bus money as a gift to God. Why? Because he loves the Lord. And it wasn't trying to show off. It wasn't trying to be a big shot. He was just a little kid, but he loved God. And he wanted to give this to God out of love. That's what the woman was doing too. She was showing her love and devotion to God. Probably the biggest reason why Jesus was impressed by this widow's actions and her gift is because it would so much mirror his own actions that would come in a matter of months and maybe a year or two. He would give his all. Jesus would lay it all on the line. He would give to God the Father his whole life to be used as the Father wanted. Jesus would offer himself up, suffer death for each one of us. It would be the ultimate gift, the ultimate sacrifice. And so when Jesus saw someone who was willing to give it all, willing to show God that depth of commitment and that loyalty to him, that impressed Jesus. And it still impresses Jesus today when he sees someone who loves God with all their heart and soul and mind and strength, and they want to do for the Lord everything, anything that they can. You know, the Bible talks about these kind of things. In the book of Revelation, there is all this recognition of people that have been martyrs for the name of Jesus. They have literally given their lives for the sake of Jesus Christ. Why? Because they love God, because they love Jesus, and they're willing to give it all up, and they will be honored in eternal life. And it's a great lesson for us that with this poor, modest woman, you don't have to be a tycoon to impress God. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to give massive gifts. What you need to do is show your devotion to the Lord out of thankfulness for the Savior Jesus, out of thankfulness for God's love. You're going to demonstrate that you really do love the Lord your God. Question is, how close to everything can you give God? Struggle with it. Give it some thought and effort. Know that God is pleased when you try to do your utmost, your best for him. There's always room to grow. If you haven't been the best at the moment, learn and do better. But try to become as Christ is for us, giving our best to God, just as in Jesus, God gives his best to us. It's such a beautiful thing to see that modest widow who gave of herself entirely. Let it motivate and stimulate you to think, how can I, out of thankfulness to God for Jesus, give my best to him?
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.